Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast by Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. Praise the Lord. I just thank and praise the Lord for an opportunity to study the word of God. Hallelujah. I just give God all praise and all glory, who is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I give God praise on tonight. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a song and a prayer, and we're going to go from there, okay? Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. The vile coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was upon under his feet. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wing of the wind. I have just read you from Psalms 18, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a short song, and then we're going to pray.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing out. A touch from you. We really a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts broken, we have no soul. Oh, Lord, we need a touch from you. We really a touch from you. Sing your last refrain. Sing your last refrain. Your last refrain. Sing your last refrain. We need you now. We need you now. No other one will
ever.
We need your presence in this house. We need your power in this house. When you ever walk away, it is the Lord. Just what
come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. We come tonight, God, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to study your word, God. We ask you tonight to open up our minds and our heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need to know your word. We need to feel your word, God. We just thank you on tonight for this opportunity, God. Open up our understanding, God. We need your touch on tonight. We need you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, just move me from myself, God, and move me from this flesh. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory on tonight. I magnify your name tonight. I glorify your name on tonight, God. I just seek you, Lord. We seeking you tonight. While you may be found calling up on your name, while you're near on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I bind up the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the strong man. I bind up every strong man in the name of Jesus. I bind up every witch and every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, I bind you now. I cast you out, and I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, let your anointing come, God. Let your anointing rest on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall on tonight. In the name of Jesus, do it for us, God. In the name of Jesus, just touch every heart. Touch every mind on tonight. Let us understand a word on tonight. I just thank you tonight. I give you all the praise on tonight. All the glory and all the honor. And in Jesus' name, amen. God bless each one of you on tonight. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. We're going to get ready to go into our word on tonight. It's in Leviticus chapter 23 and 24. Leviticus chapter 23 and 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocation, which ye shall proclaim in these seasons, in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at eve is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. And the first day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. I'm going to look that word up, servile. Therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come unto the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf offering, I'll say sheaf, before the Lord to be accepted by you. On the morrow at the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it, and ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf at the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And ye shall eat there neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the same day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count unto you the morrow after the Sabbath. From there you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out your habitations to weigh loads of 2/10 deals. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice one kid of the goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruit for a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest, and ye shall proclaim one the self same day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial, blowing of the trumpets, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, and ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be, that shall be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people, and whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul would be destroyed from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a substitute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month at eve. From eve unto eve shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall a holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no severe work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offering, everything upon his day, besides the Sabbath of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides your vows, and besides all of your free will offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord. 7 days on the first day and shall be, and on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the broad of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the broads of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord. 7 days in the year, it shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. And I forgot that Minister Martin was supposed to read for me today. It was 41 verses. Praise the Lord.
Chapter 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee 10 oil olives beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation. Shall Aaron order it from the evening until the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. He shall order the lamp upon the full candlestick of the Lord continually. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof two-tenths deals shall be in the one case, and thou shalt set them into two rows, six on a row upon the pure table before the Lord, and thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, before taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy place, for it is most holy unto him, of the offering of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. And the son of Israelitish, and the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and his son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel drove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Debri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that the mind of the Lord might be shown them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever cursed his God shall bear his sin, and he hath blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is, wait a minute, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death. And he that killeth a beast shall make it good, beast for beast. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, and he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. And he that killeth a beast, he shall restore it. And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. Ye shall have one manner of law as well for the stranger as for one of your own country. For I am the Lord your God. And Moses spake to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We got two more. We got a couple more chapters. 25, 26, 27. What you think?
On the north side, copy.
I can hear you.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and we'll be in the book of Numbers. Anyway, we're going to go on with these questions. On chapter 23, the first question said, what is the Sabbath? What did the word say the Sabbath was?
There are 6 days you may work, but on the seventh is a day of Sabbath and rest. Do not work.
That's it. That's it. Did I look the word up? What word am I supposed to look up? Seville? Because I wanted to know what kind of severe work that you could not do. I looked up the wrong word. Oh, eight. I looked up something else. Let me see. S-E-R-V-I-L-E means Roman Catholic. What? Severe work, definitely, definition. Work of a physical nature that is forbidden on Sundays or on certain holidays. What does severe work? Okay. It's a befitting or mental position, meaning a cravenly submission. Mm-hmm. I feel I'm going to have to read it some more because we need to get an understanding, really, what that means, because it's saying no servile work, servile. It, such as pertains to a servant or a slave, slavish means such as proceeds from dependence or severe fear or severe obedience, held in submission, dependence, cringing, flowing, meaningly submissive, or severe flattery. It's like somebody slaving you, okay? I want us to do that kind of work, slavingly work anyway. What does the Feast of the First Fruit? I gave my answer. What was the Feast of the First Fruit? Let me see. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm trying to see where it is real quick.
First 10.
Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you be coming to the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. That's it. It's the offering to God at the beginning of the harvest season. Yes, that's what it says. Amen. How many Sabbaths latter after the Feast of the First Fruit with the people of Israel have the first week? How many did he say? It's supposed to be seven of them.
Seven?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's seven of them. He has in verse 16. I'll be trying to find out. Well, in verse 16, it said, even until the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. It's probably before that. But Israel, okay, what was the Feast of Trumpets? Okay. I guess that's probably the, I got this stuff right here. It's laying over here like I don't know. The Feast of Trumpets. Let me see if it's in English that I can understand. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, First Fruit. The Feast of the Summer Harvest. Feast of Trumpets. On the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacrificial assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpet. And the trumpets will announce the second coming of Jesus Christ. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of archangels, and with the trumpet call of God. and the dead in Christ shall rise first. After that, we who are still alive or left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. But it says, since the second century B.C., other sources mentioned that in the 11th century A.D., this day is celebrated as the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. And earlier, biblically, the New Year starts the first Nisan. So that's the Feast of the Trumpet. I had got this stuff out last week, the seven biblical feasts, because I knew we was going into that in this. But it says, it's the Memorial Day to God. It's really what it is. Mm-hmm. The Feast of the Trumpet is a Memorial Day to God. Three events did the people of Israel hold on the seventh month. It was three. Three events did the people of Israel hold in the seventh month.
The festival. The Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yep. Amen. Yep. That's what it is. What verse is that? Let me see. So, give me a minute, John.
I think it kind of started in verse 24.
Mm-hmm. And you probably go on down. I see it says Holy Convocation. I hear. Anyway, it's all over here. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim the holy convocation to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. So it's the 15th day of the seventh month, the Feast of the Tabernacle for 7 days. On the first day shall be the holy convocation, and ye shall do no vow work. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be and hold a convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. These are the feasts of the Lord which shall proclaim to be holy convocation to offer an offering made by fire. Yeah. I guess it's just spread it all over here, because I don't see it standing right in a row, but I know that's what it is. What was the Feast of Tabernacles? Did I just read that? What was the Feast of Tabernacles? Wait a minute.
This verse 34.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it showed how, and it's probably, let me see, that's it too, but that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. Let me see. Yeah, that's, let me see. I think that's got to be it. Let me see here. Anyway, let me look at this paper because I got it on my feet. Right here, Feast of the Tabernacle.
unleavened bread first fruit. He's the trumpet. Who was calling me? No, you don't. I got it right here, y'all. I'm in my Bible class. Can I call you back? Okay. The Feast of the Tabernacle, the harvest is brought in, the Feast of Joy. And it's over there in Psalms 113 through 118. Jesus returns, the harvest is brought in. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. That's it. It's a harvest. That's when they harvest all the stuff. Okay. It's a feast to celebrate how God provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness when they lived in booths. And it says in 41, it says, and ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days, all in the Israelites. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, even when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. I thought I just read that. Okay. Chapter 24. All righty. How long were the lamps outside the veil to burn?
Was it continually?
Yeah, because it's like all day and all night. 24/7. What was the punishment for someone blaspheming God's name? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Okay, it's dead. That's right. And he that blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. In verse 16, and he that blasphemed the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is born in the land. When he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. Amen. Amen. So is there any questions or comments? We done with them too. Yeah, we done with them. Hold on. I'm not trying to really go over everything. How many minutes we got? Oh, we got about 20 minutes. Anyway, it says in 23, these are special days in the Jewish calendar. The Lord said this to Moses, speak unto the Israelites and say to them, the Lord has decided that you must be special. You must have special times to give honor to him. You must announce these special days. They are holy days when the Israelites should meet to worship God. You must do your work on 6 days, but you must rest on the 7th day. You must not do any work 7 days. It is a Sabbath day. It is holy. It's a holy day when you should meet or to worship God. You must gather together on the Sabbath day with the Lord wherever you are living. These are the special days that the Lord wants us to have. You should meet to worship on these holidays. You must announce these days at the right time. The special days is the Lord's Passover. It will be on the 14th day of the first month. It begins at the time when the sun sets. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Lord's special time of unleavened bread. You must eat the bread, unleavened bread, for 7 days. On the first of these days, you must gather together. It is a holy day when you should meet or worship. To meet to worship God, you must not do any of your unusual work on this day. You must offer gifts by fire to the Lord for 7 days. And on the seventh of these days, you must gather together. It is a holy day when you should meet to worship God, and you should. And you must not do any of your unusual work. Usual work. I'm talking about unusual work. It's usual work. The Lord said this to Moses. Speak to the Israelites and say this to them. You will come to the land that I will soon. You will come to the land that I will give to you. And when you gather its first harvest, you must bring some of the first fruits of the corn to the priest, and he will wave these first fruits in front of the Lord so that the Lord will accept them on your behalf. And on the day after the Sabbath, the priest will wave them for you. And when you wave the fruit offering, the first fruit offering, the first fruit of the corn, you must also offer a male sheep to the Lord. It must be 1 year old and perfect. It will be a whole offering to the Lord. With the sheep, give a mixture of 4.5 liters of good flour and oil as the corn offering. It is a gift to the Lord that the priest will offer by fire. It has a smell that pleases the Lord. The offering of drink that is with it must contain a liter of wine. You must not eat any bread until the day when you bring this offering to your God. Neither must you eat fresh corn or corn that you have cooked. This rule will always be important for all your descendants whenever they live, wherever they live. You must count 7 complete weeks until Pentecost, second harvest, from the day after this Sabbath. This is from the day when you brought the first fruit of the corn offering to the Lord. And from the places where you live, you must bring 2 loaves of bread for the Lord. The priest must wave them as first fruits in front of the Lord. You must make the loaves with 4.5 liters of good flour. You will bake the loaves with yeast. Also with the bread, you must offer 7 young male sheep. They must be 1 year old and perfect. You must also offer 1 year young bull and 2 male sheep. They will be a whole offering to the Lord that you offer by fire. With the offering of the corn and drink, the smell of this offering will please the Lord, and you must also offer 1 male goat. This will be a sin offering, and you must offer 2 male sheep that are 1 year old. This will be a peace offering. The priest will lift them up with the corn that is just right. He will wave them in front of the Lord. It is a wave offering. He will offer the 2 young sheep. They will be holy to the Lord. They will belong to the priest. You must declare on the day itself what day it is. It is a holy day when you shall meet to worship God. You must not do any of your usual work. This rule will always be important from all your descendants wherever they live. And when you gather the harvest from your fields, you must not gather completely from the corners of your field, and do not gather the fruit that you leave behind. You must leave them for poor people and for foreigners. I am the Lord who is your God. Okay. The Lord said this to Moses. Speak to the Israelites and say to them, on the first day of the seventh month, you must have a special day when you rest, the day of trumpets. will remind people that this is a special day. It is a holy day when you should meet to worship God. You must not do any of your usual work. You must offer gifts to the Lord by fire. The Lord said this to Moses. Also, in the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It is a holy day when you should meet to worship God. You must not eat food. You must offer gifts to the Lord by fire. You must not do any work on this day because it is the Day of Atonement. On this day, the chief priest will make atonement for you in front of the Lord, your God. The Lord will cut off from the people, the Israelites, and anybody who eats food on this day. I will cause any of these Israelites who work in this day to die. You must not do any work on the Day of Atonement. This rule will also be important for all your descendants, wherever they live. This day is like an important Sabbath for you. When you must rest, you must not eat food on the eve of the 9th day of this month until the next eve will be your Sabbath. The Lord said this to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say this to them. On the 15th day of the 7th month is the time for tent parties. You must live for 7 days. You must live for 7 days in tents for the Lord. The first fruit of these days is a special day. It is a holy day when you shall meet to worship God. On this day, you must not do any of your usual work. You must offer gifts to the Lord by fire 7 days. On the 8th day, you must all gather together. It is a holy day when you shall meet to worship. You must offer gifts to the Lord by fire. It is a special time and a time for a holy meeting. On this day, you must not do any of your usual work. These are the special times that the Lord wants you to have each year. You will announce that they are special times. Tell people that they must meet to worship God. At these holy times, they must offer these gifts by fire to the Lord. Whole offering, corn offering, sacrifices, and drink offerings. You must offer the correct offering for each day. Also, you must give special offerings for the Lord's Sabbath, and you must offer your own special gifts and offerings to the Lord. These include when you make a special promise to the Lord. So on the 15th day, on the 7th month, you must give honor to the Lord for 7 days. You must do this when you have gathered the final harvest from your fields. The first and the 8th days must be special days when you rest. And on the first of these days, you must take fruit from splendid trees. You must take branches from pine trees and from trees with many leaves. You must take branches from willow trees that grow by the river. You must be happy in front of the Lord, who is your God, for 7 days. You must have a happy party with the Lord for 7 days in each year. All your descendants must always do it in the 7th month. You must live for 7 days in tents that you may make from tree branches. All the Israelites must live in these special tents. This will tell your descendants what happened many years ago. I made the Israelites live in special tents or booths when I brought them out of the country called Egypt. I am the Lord who is your God. Moses told all the Israelites about the Lord's special time. And, you know, this chapter contains a list of the holy days for Jewish people. They include the important Jewish holidays, which are usually in April, June, and October. And there is the Sabbath day, which is every week through the whole year. All these holy days and special times are still important for the Jews today. Amen. That was 23 and 24. I don't know it. We're gonna study about our feast days, but just not right now because it's a lot to it. And I don't want to just rush through that because we do need to know these days. I celebrated last year, the year before last, Apostle and I, in we had lamb and we had to fix everything just like it said fix and have wine, but we had grape juice. You know, we did what we could, and we just honor God that day. I just hate to keep letting it pass and did not do no kind of feast days. So, you know, and when we keep the Sabbath and it's saying your usual work, like, you know, washing dishes, clothes, all this kind of stuff, we ain't supposed to really do on that Sabbath day. On the third, we got all them other days to work in, but that's everybody do like they do. You know, I just, because I know I did it all my life because I didn't know nothing about the Sabbath day. I thought the Sabbath day was Sunday, and that's what I was taught. But when I come up, when God was ready for me to know about this thing, he allowed me to know about it. And when you tell people out here in the streets and in the other churches, they think you are Seventh-day Adventist, but that's not what we are. We are Jesus people. We believe in what Jesus believes in. And that's all it is. We're not Seventh-day Adventists. We just who God called us to be. But in but the 24th chapter talks about God's table and blaspheme against God. Let me see how many verses to this can I get through it. I could just read some notes. Okay. The lamp holder which held the lamps in God's house had seven branches. This means that there were seven lamps on it. The oil is from a plant called the olive. People would burn it to provide light. These rules are also in Exodus 27, verses 20 and 21. They pressed the oil with their hands. This means that it was very pure. It did not make much smoke. Exodus 25 and 30 refers to the special bread. Only the priest could eat this special bread. Matthew 12 and 4. We called it the showbread because it shows various things. It shows that there were 12 tribes or large families in Israel. So it showed that God was with his people. The frankincense reminded or showed people what God had done for them. Frankincense is a sticky material that people get from trees. It has a sweet smell. They made bread from the best flour. People must do everything as well as they can for God. The priest put bread on the table each Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week. The word blasphemy means a bad thing that someone says against God. The Israelites locked the man in prison. Then they would wait for the Lord to say what to do with the man. The Lord said that the man must die. The people must take him outside the camp, and they must kill him there. This meant that the camp itself remained clean. So this was what the people did. The law here means this. If someone does damage, he must undo the damage as far as possible. And if a man kills another man on purpose, the killer must die. God did not allow a murderer to pay money in order to save his life. That's in Numbers chapter 35, verse 31. But for other types of damage, the person who caused the damage must pay. So if a man kills an animal, he must give another animal to the owner. And verse 20 contains a very important, well-known law. It is called an eye for an eye. When a person caused damage to someone else, he is responsible for it. So that person punishment must have a proper relationship to the damage that he caused. And they said that there is no record of such any punishment ever in the Jewish history. Numbers 35 and 31 shows that the people paid money as a punishment, but not for a murder. So an eye for an eye really means this.
there is a more severe punishment if the damage is worse. The punishment is less severe if the damage is minor, and the judge must deal with everyone alike, whether they are important or not. Jesus referred to the law in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 through 42. He explained it, and he emphasized that the purpose of the original law was to put a limit on the person's punishment. But Jesus said that God's people should not show cruelty but kindness. They should want to forgive other people, and they should not even want all that they have a legal right to claim. Jesus said words that mean this: you must not even fight back. So he said the battle, not ours, belongs to him. So that's what he mean. But, yeah, I just thank and praise God for this. It's a lot of stuff in these last few. I mean, it's been a lot of stuff anyway, but it's a lot of stuff in this, especially about the feast days. We need to know this stuff. So when somebody comes to us with all this other stuff, we can at least give them a little bit. We can give them a little bit. We might not be able to give them a lot, but we can give them a little bit. So that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. So anyway, I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on this radio broadcast on tonight for the study about God's word. We're going to get ready to close out. God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now. We give you praise and glory. We magnify your holy name. We just thank you tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for just opening up our understanding that we can understand some of this stuff, Lord. We don't know nothing without you, God, but we do understand some of it, Lord, and we just thank you tonight for that. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for each one that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and camp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this time, and I give you glory and praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I hope you got some kind of understanding out of it. I did. So I thank God for each one of you. You all have a good night, blessed night. Try to get some rest. God bless y'all. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good night, baby. Love you.
Love
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you. Good night.